fanboys in a room with a mic. From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol Pete Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Star. What's up, peoples? Chub Didge and Pistol Pete Jr.
Back up in this bitch.
No, Mr. Wheezy, aka G-Roll, because he had to go take care of...
slang some burritos.
Yeah, slanging burritos. That's what he do.
MC Vascular Burrito.
Hey, you know Burning Man just happened, right?
Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac. That people go into the desert
and
fucking burn a effigy of Bernie Mac. Burning Mac.
What was his little catchphrase that he used to say all the time?
Oh, fuck, I don't remember now. What was his catchphrase?
I don't know.
Make you want to slap your mother.
No, that was right after Nick.
Yeah, I know. I just thought it was something like that. I don't know what the catchphrase was. I have a theory that Bernie Mac is just the black Rodney Dangerfield.
Nah, well.
Listen to Rodney Dangerfield stand up and then listen to Bernie Mac. They have a very similar style.
Yeah, I
get. He's just the ghetto Rodney Dangerfield.
But they say that's how people like from Chicago talk.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'll ask Blair too about that. But the same, their gimmick was the same too. It was more or less no respect. Again, no respect. You know?
Yeah, kind of.
He was always talking about my badass kids and anyway.
Yeah, but he was still being honest.
No. No, it was not the way. But it was just very like it always reminded me of.
Yeah, I guess. Well, they say that about Joey Diaz too.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
He's like a Dangerfield.
Right? Yeah, Dangerfield-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous-esque. what was I saying about Bernie Mac? Bernie Man. So, Bernie Man, that big-ass festival in the desert where people just get crazy. You know you're not allowed to bring a camera or phones out to Bernie Man?
Why not?
People get raped
all the time.
And yeah,
don't want
pretty,
anybody ruining,
recording the
cops.
Yeah, or recording anything.
I hear it's like expensive as shit to go.
I heard it is too. So it's like fucking, you gotta rent the spot and shit, and like, you gotta take enough food, and water,
buy tickets and shit too.
Yeah.
And they're expensive as shit. Like it's like for the elite. Get it. Like you're gonna go out to be like a heathen, but it's for rich people.
Yeah. Well, because rich people can afford to fucking, like, give their lives up for a fucking week.
For a whole, yeah.
Live in the fucking desert.
But it's kind of like...
Live like mud people for a week.
Fucking people act like, you know... You act like you're fucking, I don't know, they go out there to, like... Right? What do they go out there for? Like, for peace and love and shit like that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right? Or whatever?
Yeah.
And, like... And then they just go and, like, hoard their money.
Let's see, burningman.org. Let's see. I want to see if there. How do you get into this place?
I would not want to go in there.
You want to go to Burning Man?
No. Sounds terrible. It sounds like I paid fucking all this money and traveled all this way just for this.
Good point. Preparation, survival guide, leaving no trace, helping. Yeah, that's the other big thing, is leaving no trace. I don't know, maybe there are no tickets.
Yeah, I think tickets.
Oh, wait, here we go, tickets. How much is a ticket for my child? What? Why would you take a kid to fucking Burning Man? Children under 12 and under, accompanied by a parent, will be admitted for free. Children between 13 and 18 require full price tickets.
Oh.
I'll be able to buy a ticket at the gate. Tickets are not available at the box office. But I want to see...
You can only buy them at the gate?
No, they're not available at the box office. You can only buy them ahead of time.
Oh, okay. But they're only available at the gate. That would be terrible.
I want to attend Burning Man, but I can only spend one, I can only spend a day there. Do you sell 1 day or 2 day passes at the gate?
No.
Let's see. No. Burning Man is an experiment in temporary community.
You can't make a temporary community in 1 day. You need multiple days.
Yeah, pretty much what it is. I'm trying to get to their tickets page, like, to actually see how much it is to buy tickets.
Go to purchase tickets.
It's not in me.
Because you're not allowed. You're not part of the...
I'm not part of the fucking Burning Man culture.
You're not part of the elite. You're not, you have to be invited.
The network.
See? You have to join the network. The Burning Man network.
I think maybe because it just ended, I guess. It could be that.
It ended?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I think it just ended. Just finished. Burning Man 2017. September 4th was the last day. Yeah, oh, yeah, because that's the thing. Was when they do the Burning Man thing. That's the reason I brought it up. Uh-huh. So, apparently, some dude died out there.
Yeah.
Because he ran into the fucking Burning Man.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that just somehow.
Like, he ran fucking head first. And there's video of this shit. Like, this video of dude just running at the fucking Burning Man.
But no phones are allowed to take the video.
I have no clue. Well, they allow press to be there.
Why did he do that? Nobody knows why he did that. He just decided to do it just to do it.
Let me pull the story.
It was mad.
Let's see here. That's
funny
though. Let's see. A man who grew up in, like, Callister has died from injuries suffered running into fire at Burning Man. Aaron Joel Mitchell, 41, died Sunday morning after he broke through layers of security officers during the Burning Man event, in which a giant wood, okay, blah, 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 pronounced dead. Burning Man official said Mitchell ran into the fire, dodged safety rangers and firemen before diving into the flames of the event. His death is still under investigation, and it is unclear if he was running into the fire and tripped into it while trying to avoid security. He's running at a giant bonfire. It's a giant man on fire.
Is that what he ran into?
Into the actual Burning Man, yeah.
Did he, like, take a leg out or something? Or did he, like, fall into the foot? You didn't see the video?
No, I haven't seen the video.
Oh. How do you know this video?
So I've seen pictures of the video.
Pictures?
Well, no, okay, he probably, because he the thing is like, it's on, of like, a platform, and the platform's on fire as well.
Oh, okay,
and then the
so
Burning Man.
Just jumped into the platform?
Yeah, see, like, that's the Burning Man there.
Oh, I see.
And so.
That would jump into that. Looks like some sort of portal. What if he did go into, like, a portal?
It's into another universe?
Yeah.
Well, his body died.
And
he's dead.
Yeah, but, like, in another universe, now he's, like, super rich.
He is the Burning Man in another universe.
There's something, yeah.
But, like, a toxicology screen says he was not under influence of alcohol.
Of alcohol? What else was he under the influence of?
No, it says he wasn't under the influence of anything. We don't know if it was intentional or part of it.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry, never mind. He was not under the influence of alcohol, and a toxicology screening is pending.
Okay, so they don't know
if he was on anything else.
He had to be.
Yeah. We don't know if it was intentional or part of it on his part, or if it was some kind of just induced by drugs. This sheriff.
Yeah.
He was on that reefer.
They could give a toxicology report from your badly burnt body.
Okay, apparently.
How long?
But, like, how the fuck, like, it had to be a suicide attempt, or obviously a... It was a successful suicide.
Yeah.
Because the dude jumped into the Burning Man. Like,
what if he was just, like, trying to just get, like, a closer view?
Yeah, and that's what some people are saying, is, like, it looked like he could have been trying to get a closer view and, like, tripped up by security.
Yeah. He might have got tripped by the security guards.
Yeah, not like not like they were like,
yeah, no,
trying to trip them, but like as he was trying to get past
them, away, he tripped.
He was trying to juke and fucking busted his ass and went into the Burning Man.
Have you seen this thing?
Which thing? Yeah, that thing looks awesome. It looks terrifying, but also looks awesome. Dude, did you see that fucking roller coaster?
It looks like if something goes wrong, you're just gonna get like crushed.
You're just fucking dead. Yeah, the looks like a fucking gyroscope. Yeah. It looks like it'll fuck you up.
Just crush.
Did you see that one? Have you seen that ride? What it does is it spins. It moves
are
back.
We, are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh.
It swings back and forth, and it has like, it spins as it's swinging.
Uh huh.
Have you seen that one?
I don't know. Maybe.
I forget what it's called right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy new rides. Huh?
Yeah. This one's been around for kind of a while though, but this one I think it was Ohio maybe,
uh-huh.
Where one of the things broke off as it was swinging up and fucking people go flying. I think two people died.
Whoa.
Yeah, let me see here.
Man, that's such a shitty way to die.
Stay fair. Yeah.
Like just a shitty way to die. Like I got on a ride and it killed me.
Ohio State Fair. Okay, oh, you got to see the video of this bullshit. All right,
let's see here.
It's only 6 seconds. Go check this shit out. Leave it up.
Oh!
That's fucking nuts, right?
Yeah.
So one person died, 7 people injured.
Damn. One died, 7 injured?
Yeah.
It's fucked up, man.
The name of the ride.
How did that happen?
Fuck. Corrosion, says ride maker.
Corrosion? What the fuck? You're not looking for corrosion?
Yeah, right? That, okay, because that happened around the same time the OC Fair was going on out here.
Yeah.
And when that shit happened, they shut down that same ride at the OC Fair.
Jeez. Before that happened? Or that actually happened here?
It happened in Ohio.
Oh.
And then the day that happened, they shut down the ride out here.
To check it out?
Yeah. Excessive corrosion.
Excessive corrosion.
The Fireball ride collapsed on July 26, killing one person and injuring 7 others. The ride consists of 6 rows of seats that span around 40 feet above the ground. And then the whole thing moves like a pendulum.
Pendulum?
Yep. But look at this shit, man. I gotta watch it again. Look at that shit. Like, that's fucking insane. Like, are you gonna make me watch a stupid commercial? Fuck you, CNN. But, imagine that shit. Like, I've never really had fear getting on rides, you know? When I was a kid, I did. But that was just because, you know, you're a kid. And I love going on roller coasters and shit like that. And, like, the Zipper and all those fucking rides at the fair.
Yeah.
But that's a trip, like, when you think about it, because it's just a bunch of dudes, like, I at Disneyland and places like that where, like, they're more, like, the ride safety, the rides are there constantly, so they're not, like, fair rides, they break them down, they move them, then they put them back up for a week or two. And they break them back down again, move them somewhere else. Like, these rides are getting worn the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And then what if they mess up putting it back up?
That's the thing. Or something happens in transport, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, some guy's like fucking screwing in a bolt, and the bolt stripped, but he's too lazy to go get a new bolt or whatever.
Yeah,
he just wants to get his job over.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
You know, like hopes it holds, and if it doesn't, whatever. It's not like he's gonna go down for it.
Yeah, it's a fucking company, not him.
Yeah.
Oh, who put that bolt in?
I don't fucking know. I know it was fucking stripped. It seemed fine.
Yeah.
It stripped somewhere else. I don't know. Fucking failed.
Yeah, exactly. It's his fucking tension on the bolt. You know, it's not my fucking fault. They're like, like Disneyland, they got all these fucking people. Like, you know the maintenance crew at Disneyland have to wear cameras?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, they have to.
That's funny how the maintenance people at Disneyland have to wear cameras, but cops really.
Yeah, right?
And, like, not all cops have to in some of them.
Well,
in certain cities.
Yeah. And then the ones, the cities that do carry them, Their batteries are very rarely charged, and they're very
only they can see them, and
yeah,
like they don't.
Oh, dude, did you ever see the body cam footage of that cop that he went to tase somebody,
uh-huh.
And he instead of pulling his taser, he grabbed his gun,
uh-huh.
Shot the dude.
What the hell?
Whoops, wrong fucking gun.
He shot him in the chest, and dude goes down. And, like, you hear the cops saying, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And he's holding him down. Like, he still puts him under arrest and everything, but he's, like, apologizing to him the whole time.
It's like, fuck.
Like, ugh. But that's why they have to carry their tasers. Their weapons, the holster faces, right, like, you know, so the pistol grip is towards the back.
Yeah.
And the tasers, the pistol grip is towards the front.
Yeah.
But I guess, I mean, I guess in the heat of the moment, I could see some shit like that. But...
In the heat of the moment, I shot a man in his chest.
Nice. Eddie Vedder should sing that version.
Yeah. In his chest.
What's he say? And he hit me with the surprise left. That song, Jeremy? Did he hear me with a surprise left?
Is that a surprise left?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like a left hook?
Yeah. Like the kids walk
I can't up understand any of his lyrics.
Yeah, they're hard to explain. Hard to hear. It was just, I just happened to know that because I've heard that, like, and I played it back, like, what the fuck did he say?
He hit me with a surprise left.
Because it's about a kid that gets bullied and, like, comes back and fucks up school, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, it's that day. It's the day. It's Jeremy smoking class, you know.
Jeremy smoking what?
Spoke in class.
Oh, spoke.
And then like
they were saying smoking glass.
Jeremy smoking glass today.
Oh no, again. I was saying again, smoking glass again. Like he's addicted to crack or something.
Yeah.
Jeremy smoking glass again.
Oh shit.
Jeremy can't stop smoking crack.
Dude, you know, I love Mr. Lyrics. Mr. Lyrics are the best.
See, but that's not like a bad one where you're
Yeah, that's actually...
Why would they be singing about a watermelon? You know, like, like where it makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
Like, that's obviously not the lyric, because nobody has the word watermelon in it unless you're gross-ass fucking Beyonce.
I forget who it was that I knew.
Watermelon.
They knew it wasn't the lyrics, but they used to think that they would sing, you know, the Circle of Life of Lion King.
Yeah.
They would sing that. They would say it was pink pajamas, penguins on the bottom.
What?
Pink pajamas, penguins on the bottom.
Oh, yeah. It was pink pajamas. What do they say?
It's in Africa.
It's just African.
It's African. Yeah. But no, my favorite one is I can't remember. It was a buddy in the military. Or someone from high school. You know the song Tiny Dancer?
Yeah.
And they used to think it said, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza?
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Really?
That's like a common one.
I never heard that before.
Because they do those on like the radio sometimes.
Really?
Where they have the...
I need to listen to the radio.
Nice heard lyrics.
Yeah.
And that one's a common one, Tony Danza.
Like the one... Like one of the ones that I know Tony is...
Danza.
God damn it, what's that fucking,
Or there's the bathroom on the right.
Oh, yeah, the bathroom on the right. Jimi Hendrix, Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy.
Well, he does say that.
He does say that in the live version.
And he says both.
Does he?
Well, he says kiss, that's the actual lyric, kiss this guy. But when he did it live, they made him change it, like, or something.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
well, it's probably the actual lyric.
The 60s or
the yeah, they probably made him change it for the recorded version. So when he sang it live, he says, "Excuse me, while I kiss this guy."
I don't know. One way. Something.
That sounds about right.
Kiss this guy.
Bon Jovi living
either
under the
way, it's like.
Ooh. Yeah, it's still a fucking double lyric. Bon Jovi Living on a Prayer. It doesn't matter if we're naked or not. Instead of it doesn't matter if we're naked or not.
If we're naked or not.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter if we're naked or not. Like that?
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
The rain, yeah.
Remember, we used to make fun of a fat girl at school.
What?
At the apartments, we used to make fun of a fat girl named Lorraine.
I remember Lorraine. Just a funny name, Lorraine.
Lorraine,
I'm going to name her Lorraine.
Queen
That's
Will.
Such a pretty name, Lorraine.
Lorraine. Queen, we will rock you, kicking your cat all over the place.
cat.
Kicking your cat all over the place. Saying we didn't start the fire. It was always burning, said the worst attorney. Instead of since the world's been turning.
What? What song is that?
We didn't start the fire. With Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire. It was always burning. The world was turning.
I don't know Billy Joel.
Yeah. Stir it up. Cereal. Bathroom on the right. Fifth Dimension. Yeah. Let's pee in the corner. Let's pee in the spot. Jews in my religion. That's a good one. Let's pee in the corner.
Yeah. Let's pee in the spot. My.
Some of those are pretty funny. There was one that I was laughing at. Like, have you ever watched YouTube where it was like, you know, you like you pull up, you want to hear a song, and you pull it up on YouTube, and the only thing available is a stupid lyrics video. Like someone just like put the lyrics on the screens while the song's playing.
Yeah.
And like it's like the wrong lyrics.
Is it?
Sometimes. Really? Not all the times.
I never seen something like that, but there I was, guess that would happen.
I saw one, like, I saw it on Reddit, and I went and actually watched the video afterwards. It was, what's that song? Fuck, I can't remember the name of the song. That's one of those fucking poppy punk bands. I wouldn't even call them punk.
Green Day?
No. Oh, God. What's the name of this fucking band?
My Chemical Bromance?
One of those, they were like a group like that, you know?
You know, like, what's that word? Bloody Valentine?
We're Going Down? Or Honey, or, like... We're going down, down. It was like
Jump
it was
Street
like,
in a Range Rover.
No. But it was like the lyrics were fucking all wrong. The other one is there was one that Jasmine likes. Have you seen that? Have you seen that movie? Book of Life.
Yeah.
There's a song where he sings. He says, "I love you too much." And he says, "There's love above love, and it's ours because I love you too much." Like that's what he says. That's what the lyric actually says.
Yeah.
But there was the lyric video that we put on for Jasmine. It said, "There's lovable fluff, and it's ours."
Lovable fluff.
Lovable fluff.
What?
I get it. He has a thick accent, but lovable fluff.
Lovable fluff.
There's lovable fluff, and it's ours, cause I love you too much. Anyway, how do we get on this? Oh, Jeremy. He's smoking glass again.
Jeremy smoking. There's a lot of stuff that we could just mess up.
Yeah.
Like System of a Down. Like there's a very.
Oh yeah, I mean.
Very much understand what the fuck.
Yeah, saying. You can't understand a goddamn word you're saying sometimes.
Yeah.
Like I forgot who was like.
If you probably separated the lyrics from the music, you probably.
Yeah, you could probably figure it out.
There's so much going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of things. Like I know there's a ton of songs that I like. I think I know the words to them. Like then you hear it clear, or you hear someone else singing. It's like, wait, is that what it says?
Yeah. Or you actually look at the lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
But even sometimes those are wrong.
Yeah. Right. You're wrong.
Like I know that I forgot it was a Twisted song. I was looking at the lyrics too. I was like, no, that's not what it says at all.
Yeah.
Like you can clearly hear that's not what it says.
Yeah, I think those things would be accurate, right?
Like you know that song that Danny California by Chili Peppers.
Which one?
Danny California.
That one.
That one, that, oh, fuck, I don't
want to
sing it. God damn it. No, it's, that's Californication.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the beat. It's that one that says, I'm your, you're my priest, you're.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it says, like, you're my priestess, I'm your priest, or something like that. And, There was the chick at work that kept saying.
Is that a newer song?
That's one of their newer ones, yeah. But it was at my last job. She would sing, "You're my princess. You're my princess. I'm your prince." Like that's not what it says. Like it clearly does not say that.
Yeah.
Yes, it's priestess. So, the internet's losing its fucking mind over something.
What does that mean?
Okay, let me ask you something. You know Mario from Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah, of course. How, wait, what?
Yeah, what is his job?
He's a poor man.
Exactly. But according to Nintendo, he's not a plumber. He was never a plumber.
How is he not a plumber?
On his bio, they updated his bio. And his bio says he's an all-around sporty, whether it's tennis or basketball, soccer or car racing. Mario does everything cool. As a matter of fact, he also seems to have worked as a plumber a long time ago.
Oh, okay, so he is a plumber.
But they're saying he's not a plumber anymore.
Well, not anymore, obviously, because he's saving the princess.
Yeah, but people are flipping, like, losing their minds over it. I figured he'd retire a long time ago, right?
Yeah, they still said he's a plumber. He's fucking busy fucking fighting Bowser. Of course he's not fucking making house calls and fixing people's fights.
Exactly.
He's retired, obviously. That's what his bread and butter was, plumbing.
Yeah, it's like
how he knows to use the sewers.
That's how he got, that's it. But it's like, I saved the princess. He's begging the princess. He doesn't need to fucking be a plumber anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, would you be, like, if you won the lottery, if you started begging the lottery, would you work as a plumber?
Yeah, if you were a plumber,
mm-hmm.
and you would plumb the fucking Queen of England's pipes, and she wanted you to plumb her pipes, you're not going to be plumbing anymore.
Exactly. You can move the fuck on because you're set for life. Fuck that. So I'm all for Mario not being a plumber anymore.
Yeah, I like how they still left that in there.
He was a plumber. Just not
now he fucking like races cars and fucking those back lips and shit.
Yeah, he does a bunch of cool shit. Just because he still wears overalls and shit doesn't mean he's still a plumber.
Yeah, why do you gotta be defined by your job?
Yeah.
Is that what they want? They want you to be fucking...
Yeah, like
I'm a tax man. I'm a mechanic.
What do you think Mario does between saving the princess? He just hangs out.
Is that what makes you who you are? Your fucking job title?
Huh? Apparently.
Fucking internet.
Yeah. Stupid fucking people. Speaking of job titles, Warner Brother talked about who they want to give a job to. In a new Batman movie, this isn't official. They're just saying they would like to get DiCaprio to play the Joker. What do you think?
Yeah,
I think he would do a good job.
I like it.
I think he would do more of a Nicholson Joker though.
Yeah,
he would do the whole
more of a Nicholson as actor.
Yeah,
especially now in his later years.
Yeah, I think he would do like the whole mobster fucking like.
Yeah, but I don't think he would buy on it.
You don't think so?
Nah. I don't think he would. For what?
Good point.
He hasn't done any kind of part like that, like in a long time.
Yeah, you're right. Like, what was the last role that he really made, like a
poppy kind of role? Nothing really. Like,
nah.
He doesn't do pop music.
Pop movies.
He does shit like The Revenant.
Yeah, you're right. Like, he does fucking Oscar movies. He doesn't do, he wouldn't do a fucking superhero movie.
With Django.
Yeah. Fucking.
Django was the closest thing to a superhero movie, and that was, like, more art.
Did you ever see Shutter Island?
Yeah.
What'd you think of that movie?
I liked it.
I thought it was fucking dope. I think that's one of my favorite movies.
I liked it. I like Inception.
Inception was fucking dope. Inception was just too badass.
Revenant was his last thing.
I think so. I haven't seen that whole movie. I've seen bits and pieces. I've seen the bear scene. That's about it. I need to check that one out.
It's good. I like it. It's not the best movie ever, but it's
so
good.
It's so good?
Yeah.
I still think he would make a good Joker.
You know, the movie I got stuck watching was Fences.
Fences?
It's with Denzel. It's like based on a play.
Uh-huh.
There was a play called Fences, and it's about black people in the 50s.
Uh-huh.
It's just about, like, their fucking struggle in life.
No, just...
It's just about, like, a basic story.
Being black in the 50s? Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. It was fucking sad. Good.
Nice.
It was crazy.
I'm gonna check that shit out.
Denzel.
Denzel's always good, though, too.
Yeah.
You
underestimate him sometimes. You're like, man, I don't know. I think he lost it. Nah.
Nah, he's fucking... Yeah, he's
fucking... He just does so much. He kind of, like, almost, is oversaturating the Denzel market.
Yeah.
Because
there's some actors
that...
He does
so many movies.
Yeah, I was saying.
He does such a range of characters.
Pilot,
and fucking like, agent, and all this other shit. So a fucking really dude in Brazil.
Cause there's some actors that like Leonardo DiCaprio. He doesn't do a shit ton of movies.
He does one like maybe once a year, maybe two a year.
Tops. Yeah. And but like he kills in every role.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? But then there's guys like Denzel where you see him like fuck, he's in like three movies this year.
Yeah.
But he kills in all three.
Yeah.
And they're all different.
Yeah.
You know? Like he's like even if he's in a bad movie, he's never a bad part of a movie.
No, no.
You know?
Even that one movie. What was that one? Book of Eli.
I've never seen that.
It's pretty good.
I keep every time I like was gonna check it out, like something happened, and for whatever reason I haven't been able to see it.
But yeah, Leonardo doesn't do those kind of movies.
Yeah.
Like he wouldn't have done a Book of Eli.
Yeah, he wouldn't have. But yeah, Denzel will do a pop movie. He'll do something like, you know, he'll do cameos and shit too. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like.
Who's he ever cameoed on?
Like not cameo. I guess cameos. But he'll do smaller roles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be the star. I feel like Leo has to be the star.
Or he has to be a major role.
Or major role, yeah. This is funny. You were talking about the struggle of black people in the 50s. So right now, South Park's in the news. The fractured butthole.
Yeah.
The difficulty setting.
Uh-huh.
Is based on your skin tone.
So if you're black, is it harder?
when you do the character creator,
yeah,
the darker your character, the harder the game is.
Why? That's fucking funny.
It's just watch. I turned the volume down so it doesn't fucking.
You know, turn it up a little bit.
Okay.
It's pretty funny. Why is this some douchebag talking?
Yes.
If we go here, you could see that if I adjust my character's skin.
Pretty color, much, pretty much. That's
the game increases.
It's a Eurogamer fucking. Let me fucking fast forward it. They're actually doing the fucking hair and makeup and facial hair.
Stone Cold Steve Austin? I'm gonna make a Stone Cold Steve Austin character.
And so I wanna get this fucking game so bad, man. Is it out?
Is it the first one?
No, the Fracture Butthole's the second one.
Oh, this is the second one. This is the sequel to what?
This is the sequel to Stick of Truth.
Oh, okay. I don't know if it's out yet. What about the PS Pro? Did that one barely come out?
The PS Pro has come out, yes.
When did it come out? Did it barely come out?
Because
I've barely started seeing pictures of it. Like how it has that third level.
Yeah.
I didn't start seeing that until just recently.
The third level means...
It's a PS Pro.
Yeah, it means bigger.
Yeah. Bigger. It has three stories.
Yeah, it is out now. I don't know when it came out.
What's up with that? What's the Xbox One X?
What do you mean?
What is the Xbox One X? Is that...
It's like the PS Pro.
Oh, is that the
one? Oh, no. The One X?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Isn't that don't they have an Xbox Pro or some shit like that?
Yeah, it's the Xbox... What is it? Oh, yeah, no, Xbox One X. Yeah, you're right.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Google it?
Yeah, Xbox One X.
I thought they had another one. I thought they had something else.
It was Scorpio. That's what they were calling it. Uh-huh. But then when they... Because that was just its project name.
I thought these things came out already a while ago.
The PlayStation Pro came out a while ago.
When though? But it's not that while ago.
It came out last month.
Yeah, that's not that while ago.
This one comes out November 7th.
I thought they've been out for like months.
No. They've been announced and people have known about them for months.
Yeah.
But.
So what's going on with Xbox? Why is everybody like saying that they did good in their last little...
Oh, because they're doing shit to get gamers back. That's one of the things... Well, we started talking about it last week, but then we got cut off. I think it was the Mariachi murder. He almost killed us. We were talking about how at Gamescom they were talking about they want to do cross-platform play.
Yeah.
And Sony's like, no. Sony's been saying we're not going to do cross-platform.
Why not?
Because Sony doesn't have to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The reason Xbox has to right now.
Still got shit.
Pretty much, but like think about it like this, okay. If you weren't like okay, if you didn't like the PlayStation better already, and you were gonna buy a console, right? And me and Gabriel both had Xboxes, what would you buy?
Yeah, I don't have an Xbox.
Everybody has PlayStations right now.
Yeah.
So more people bought PlayStation. Oh, my friends all bought PlayStation, so I got to buy the PlayStation. Yeah. Xbox didn't have that this time.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's why PlayStation doesn't want to do that, too.
Exactly. Because then it's like, okay, well, I can buy an Xbox now and still play PlayStation game. Play against my friends.
I don't understand the the loyalty aspect.
What do you mean? Like, as in, like, the fanboy aspect of it?
Having the loyalty to a company, like, oh, I'm a PlayStation fucking gamer. Or I'm an Xbox gamer. Like, I'm just gonna get the one that has the best games and has, like, I'm just gonna get the one that's better.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick what's better. I'm not gonna fucking... not like, oh, I'm a Sony guy. So I'm gonna get whatever Sony made, or I'm gonna get the PlayStation.
Yeah, I remember...
You know, like, I just know the PlayStation's better because they've been around longer and they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, see, I remember I got the Xbox 360.
And then...
The only reason I ended up getting the Xbox 360, though, was because...
It was good.
It was good, but there was games that I wanted to play because they came out first.
And it came out... Yeah, and it was cheaper.
It was cheaper.
It was a good decision.
And there was games that I wanted to play.
Yeah, they did have a lot of good games on there.
Yeah.
They did.
But
like
then...
the Halos that came out that...
Yeah, like, with that generation and everything.
And then,
well, once PlayStation stepped their game up...
Like Gears of War.
I stopped playing my Xbox. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because PlayStation came on stronger, I think. So.
Towards the end, yeah. And now, and I think that has a lot to do with PlayStation's success with this generation.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. I don't think the Xbox One X is enough to, like, really change the momentum of this console's, you know what I mean?
With the Xbox One X?
Yeah.
But what that's the only thing that people were saying that's good is that they're trying to get cross.
Let me look.
Did they announce some good games or some shit? Like, because that's all it comes down to. Is what games do you got? What are these groundbreaking games? Because PlayStation always comes out with groundbreaking games. That's why I like PlayStation. Because they got games like fucking like whatchamacallit. That one?
What?
That game?
Which one?
With the fucking fungus zombies?
Oh, fucking Last of Us.
Last of Us,
yeah.
Like, that was such a groundbreaking game.
It really was.
Metal Gear Solid, such groundbreaking games. You know, Xbox rarely has a groundbreaking game.
Yeah.
Halo is their only one.
And fucking the people that made Bungie's fucking making Destiny now. And Destiny's fucking. It's not a PlayStation exclusive, but everything's on a PlayStation first. There are PlayStation exclusive missions and fucking weapons and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
no, yeah. They're not exclusive. I'm talking about exclusives.
No, I know, yeah, but I'm saying it's like, you know. Yeah, like, the only exclusives Xbox has now, they have Dead Rising, that's an exclusive now.
Yeah, but I'm not that. That one's not that. Really.
I enjoy those ones, but.
I know you enjoy them, but, I mean, you could get your rocks off some other way.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like, I don't need that game.
Yeah.
I am bummed that I can't play it anymore. But, like, I'm not going to go buy an Xbox just for Dead Rising. Gears of War.
And that one hasn't, like, they don't release those ones, like...
Yeah, they got a new one coming out, but
yeah.
Halo.
When, yeah, but do they do Halo anymore?
Yeah, they're still doing Halo. It's just a new company making Halo. It's not Bungie.
Oh.
It's that 343 Studios or whatever. Which, I mean, Halo 5 was good, but...
It's kind of stale now, though, right?
Yeah. Let's see, what else do they have? Oh, Forza Motorsports, that racing game, which, meh. You know what, that's fucking Google.
Yeah,
Xbox exclusives.
Who cares about Forza? Those are those weird...
Like,
it's one of those weird niche market video games, like fucking Flight Simulator.
Yeah.
Like, not a lot of people are playing that, but you got a fucking market that you have to take advantage of. Because there's guaranteed money on the table.
Yeah. So, Xbox exclusive games.
Xbox exclusive.
That still bugs me. The whole thing that they did at E3.
What did they say that it was an exclusive? Why were they saying it was an exclusive though?
No, even their timed exclusives. Xbox exclusive. Xbox exclusive. And I was just like, no, it's
why
not.
Why were they saying it was exclusive though when it wasn't?
They were just saying it over everything. Oh, because it's just a timed... You know, it makes it sound better. You know, like,
they
oh.
They got the first release or what?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to come
got
out.
The earlier release?
Yeah.
Oh.
What the fuck? The internet just go the fuck out? Am I not connected anymore? I am.
What are you looking at?
Xbox Live or Xbox exclusive games? No, I'll do it for my phone. It's kind of the fucking internet here is gone. Xbox X. Xbox exclusive. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm practicing my uppercuts.
All right, let's see here. 10 best Xbox One exclusive games and CDs. Quantum Break. Oh, that one actually looked pretty cool. That's the one where the dude can freeze time and like, but it's like a.
But it still doesn't look groundbreaking.
No.
Seems like a good game.
Halo Wars 2.
It seems almost like a version of Infamous, where you have, you know, this sort of power.
Yeah, kind of. Let's see, Sunset Overdrive, which I heard is good.
Yeah, that Quantum Break did look pretty good, though. Yeah, which one did you say after that?
Sunset Overdrive?
No, you said something before that, didn't you?
No. Oh, Halo Wars. Oh.
Which yeah, is but Halo's stale now.
Yeah, Dead Rising 3, Killer Instinct.
Sunset Overdrive is that one. Is
That's that cartoony third-person shooter.
Is it Mighty Dog?
Is it? No, it's,
Isn't it like a...
Insomniac. It's Insomniac.
Insomniac, yeah. I know somebody who was, like, usually at for PlayStation.
Yeah.
And they went on and did an Xbox game.
But now they're doing an exclusive PS4 game. I forget what game. It looks fucking
Insomniac?
Dope. Yeah.
It looked good?
Yeah, I forget what it was now, though.
Insomniac did, did they do Spyro?
Or
was Spyro, Spyro was a Naughty Dog, right? I want to say Insomniac with Spyro. They should do a whole remaster of Spyro. That would be great.
That would be dope. They did Ratchet and Clank, so I think that's why you think they did Spyro.
I think they did the Spyro, though, too.
Well, they might have. I'll look it up right now.
I want to say they did Spyro.
Let me see.
It's either Naughty Dog or Insomniac who did Spyro. But I'm pretty sure it's Insomniac.
I remember, like,
they've been around for so long.
Spyro, Insomniac, yeah, you're right.
I remember the first
Spyro the Dragon was so, like, it was marketed as a kid's game, but it was such a good, like, platformer, and, like, it was just
it became a kind of a trippy game.
Yeah.
Like, you're this fucking baby dragon, and you have all these fucking friends, these weird friends.
Yeah.
Fucking lion friend or whatever.
Yeah.
But it took colorful and shit.
It took on this
and you collect these colorful ass gems.
Yeah.
It's just trippy to watch.
It was a good game.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, they should do a whole a reapp. They need to do that, man. I get mad that they're not doing that.
Right? Well, they did it, like, they did a,
like, you should just...
Spider-Man! That's what they're doing that new Spider-Man game.
Yeah, oh, okay.
And that's a PS4 exclusive. Yeah, that's right.
Like, I get you want to do new shit, but, like, how about you outsource a company, like, hire a smaller video game company to rebuild you one of your old titles.
So they
you
should.
Can release it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a shitload of money.
That's what they did with Metal Gear. With the Metal Gear, they did they did 2, 3, and, 2, 3, and, what the fuck, I can never remember what the one after 3 is.
Four?
No, you know what I'm talking about. The PSP game.
Oh, the one with the cards?
Yeah, it's like, isn't it that's Freedom right. something or no?
Was it the Sons of Patriots? Freedom?
No, what is it?
Sons of Patriots?
I'm going to Google it now.
Isn't it like Sons of Patriots?
No.
The Guns of Patriots? But they did a complete...
Peace rebuild? Walker!
Peace Walker. They did a whole rebuild or what?
No, they just a graphical upgrade.
No, I want a whole rebuild.
Like, yeah, you want a whole rebuild, yeah.
Like the same game. But
like what they're doing, Final Fantasy VII.
Is that what they're doing?
Like yeah, they're doing a full-on rebuild. Yeah.
But it's the same.
It's gonna be the same story.
Yeah.
But full rebuild of the game.
Yeah.
Something cares about the web thing.
Yeah, like give me the exact same concept. It could be the same story, same. Even do the same levels, but just the whole rebuild. Or you could make the levels bigger. You could put the shit in that you want that you had to take out.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm sure that happens.
Yeah.
way back then, like, oh, we wanted to leave this and this and this, and then they don't push it out because it didn't work.
Yeah, and now that the games are fucking bigger, like, well, I mean, like, Metal Gear 4, like, everything, anytime I think about the new consoles compared to the old consoles, I always think of that one scene in Metal Gear 4 when you're in back in Shadow Moses.
Uh-huh.
And it's like right after the sniper thing,
yeah.
And you have to go through. It's, Snake, don't forget to change the discs. Oh wait, we're on the PlayStation 3. You don't need to do that anymore. Like,
because yeah. We have these massive gigabyte Blu-rays.
Yep. Okay, so Gears of War, Ori and the Blind Forest,
what is that?
And Forza Horizon. Those are the top 10 Xbox exclusive games.
What is Ori and the Horizon?
It looked like a fucking indie game.
Indie game.
So the Spider-Man is going to be a PlayStation exclusive.
Yeah.
It's being made by Insomnia Games, but it's being published by Sony. So Sony's like, yeah, no, we're not going to give anyone else our fucking games. You dipshits. The fuck you thinking?
Sony Computer Entertainment?
Yeah. So what do you think about that Westeros, the series trailer?
Let's see.
I'm curious to see how they would work the fiction.
It looked corny.
You thought so?
Yeah, they're like, okay, there's this guy that looks like a fucking uppity.
Well, it is a fan made movie.
An uppity English guy, series. And he's got an accent, so he could be a Lannister, and he's fucking making a speech. And he mentioned all the little fucking trigger words like the wall and fucking. And they show a fucking dragon shadow, like, oh, like,
yeah.
Is it supposed to shock me?
And they showed the throne. They
in
showed
modern times.
Yeah, they showed the throne. And they showed, what did they show? They showed the different areas, but they like with freeways running through it and fucking like.
Yeah, fucking solar panels and shit.
Yeah.
Like all right, come on. That doesn't.
I'm still curious to see how it will work though.
It doesn't do it for me.
No, didn't catch your attention.
No, because it's like okay. It's like you're telling the story, okay, like King Arthur or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, now this is like what would happen in the King Arthur universe if it was like 300 years later. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what they're trying to do.
It's like, I don't give a shit about the King Arthur universe 300 years after fucking King Arthur's dead.
Yeah, good point. Hey, like, I love this character, and this is the story I want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to care about this fucking 300 year after this ending.
He's a fucking bum. It's a fucking bum. fuck this. Get the fuck out of here. Fucking bum.
And even then, like, okay, now you're trying to make me like a character just because they're... Because
they're related to another character,
you're
yeah.
You're forcing me to like this character.
That's like watching. It's like
instead of letting me decide who I like.
Yeah, well, that's like when wrestling or like boxing or like anything.
What do you mean?
Like when like okay like fucking Chavez Jr. Or fucking like you know like when these wrestlers come out and they're like oh like there's like Ted DiBiase's kid. It's like oh well you love their dad when he was wrestling.
Yeah.
You might like his son.
Yeah, I see it differently because like it's kind of like a job.
It's a
job.
And,
like, they've been trained to do that job as a kid. So
yeah, you would figure, okay.
I don't see the point of
King Arthur's descendants would be trained to do fucking shit that...
Yeah, but I don't want to see a show about it.
Yeah, good point.
Like, I get it. I don't want to see a show about it.
Like, shit, what was I lost my train of thought now. Oh, it's gone.
Way gone.
It left the station. So, you know the Metal Gear Solid movie? It's still in the works. It's still, even though...
Is Russell still aboard?
No.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Like, they haven't said anything about him at all. Technically, it's Konami's property, so Kojima has nothing to do with it anymore. They're like, they're saying... But the director is saying he's still talking to Kojima, and he wants to stay close to Kojima's vision of the game. Not Konami's.
Konami's a piece of shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's good news for that shit, at least. But, like, it is kind of frustrating that, you know, he's not a part of it. That's, like, that's his fucking baby.
What's with this new game coming?
Fucking, what's it called?
Horizon or some shit? What's it called?
No, what is it called?
These fucking astronauts in hell?
Shit, what is it called?
Kojima's new game.
People are listening to this going, it's fucking, that's what it is.
It is, it's right on top of my tongue. Tip of my tongue. Death Stranding.
Death Stranding.
That's what, yeah.
Sounds Death like a book.
Yeah. Shit, he, was just talking about it. There was news about it. Just can't remember what it was now. Came out of Gamescom.
Gamescom.
I think we talked about it.
What did we see?
I don't remember now.
You don't remember?
No, I don't remember. It's going to be a PS4 exclusive or a PlayStation exclusive.
I'll be...
secure connection failed.
Because fucking Kojima don't waste no time with no bullshit. Konami was the ones that were like, yeah, there was fucking money on the table. We needed on both platforms.
Yeah, that's why, yeah.
We got a shitty game.
Let's see. Announced Death Stranding will be an open world action game with online elements. It'll also have the trademark storytelling you'd want from a Kojima project. So expect something surreal, silly, and over the top. With Death Stranding, I'd like to offer the next step, the future of gaming, with gameplay and storytelling that goes beyond genre conventions.
I expect, like, a fucking David Lynch type.
Yeah. Guillermo del Toro is, like...
sad, fuck, it's gonna end sad and shit. Like, I don't expect this one to be, like, a Metal Gear Solid where, like, you have Snake the hero. Like, he's the fucking hero, the badass.
Yeah.
Main character, it's gonna be like a fucking weird, weird like.
Well, it's supposed thing. To be what? It's gonna be what's his name? Fucking yeah.
But I don't think he's gonna be like, cause I don't think it's a thing that you could, if you had like a real person as a character, to where you could build what do you call it, a franchise.
Yeah.
Off of them, expect them to come back for fucking 4 or 5 games.
Well, technically they wouldn't need him to. They could just need him to sign off on his likeness.
They need him to.
How do you figure?
They need him to act the roles. You can't just... What are you going to... You're going to have a different voice be a fucking... What's his name?
Norman Reedus.
Yeah, you're just going to have a different voice for Norman Reedus?
Pretty much, yeah.
That would be so stupid, though. That would be like... That would be like fucking...
That would be fucking weird if they had Norman Reedus.
That would be just like, okay, like, since Bill Cosby's a rapist, we can't use his voice.
But we still want to care. We still
want to do the show.
Yeah.
But hey, we got to change the voice to somebody else. It's going to be James Earl Jones. That sound like Darth Vader.
Yeah. That'd be fucking weird.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be like a weird... weird sort of game that's kind of like it's kind of a groundbreaking, I'm not saying that it's gonna change the way fucking games are, that you kind of watch shows or something and it changes your view of other shows. You can't wait, all that shit compared to. I'm not saying it's gonna be like
I don't know,
but
Kojima
be
does
like
that
a weird. Yeah, he does, but I don't think this one's gonna be like that. I think it's gonna be really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's gonna be like
I'm looking forward
one
to
of those weird games. Like you're like, this is fucking weird.
It's gonna be one of those games that not everyone gets. Like, well, Metal Gear. Metal Gear was one of those games where, like, well, up until the last one, because the last one was kind of, it became kind of poppy. You know?
Yeah, but not in a good way.
Not in a good way, yeah. But like this one, I think it's gonna be one of those games where it's gonna have a cult following and it's gonna get big, and hopefully it leads somewhere better.
Yeah, I wonder with the online element.
Yeah, that's weird. Maybe co-op. Probably. Or, like, other people are affecting the world that you're in. We'll see.
I don't know.
I think on that note, we can go to wrap
it up. Did you see that game?
Which one?
Something Sword. What was it called? Or Blade? Hellblade?
Hellblade. We were talking about that last time.
Were we?
Yeah.
When?
The last episode.
What are we saying about?
We're talking about how, like, it's like they worked with, doctors about how it feels to be schizophrenic and shit.
Oh, really?
Supposedly that's what the game is. Like, when you're playing it, that's...
But it's like, you're like a Viking or something?
Yeah.
Or is that just one of the schizophrenic characters?
Jesus, like, no, I don't know. I think you are a Viking. Supposedly it's also
you're
super...
You're a schizophrenic Viking?
Yeah. And supposedly it's super historically accurate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sounds crazy.
Yeah,
it looks great. It looks pretty impressive.
Yeah, I want to pick that one up.
So, but these games just have a cool, like, way of telling a story that is, like, not like anything else.
Yeah. Some of the gameplay
like
looks, yeah.
Or a fucking show. Or
well, because it's interactive. You're there. You're controlling the story as it comes.
Yeah, but
you know?
even when it's like a cinematic scene or whatever, it's all different.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of it comes with like
you can almost get away with a little more kind of effects.
Yeah.
You can get away with more effects because the whole thing.
Well, because you're more invested because you're controlling the.
Well, like I'm saying, when you have like special effects on shows and shit, where
yeah.
you have to like. Like it looks fake,
yeah.
Compared to like everything else, where everything else, you bring everything else to that level.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's more like you know.
Yeah, but in a game, everything's gonna look that way anyway. So
yeah, that's what I'm
yeah.
saying. You bring everything else down to the level. So
yeah. Everything's... You're able to get away with it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I don't know. It's
nothing,
just
so it doesn't look out of place when you do something crazy.
Yeah. Well, okay, like with the Wonder Woman movie, I was just watching that with Devin.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a great looking movie, but some of the CGI still stands out. Like that scene where she jumps through the fucking window, her face looks on and she looks, like her color is off from everything else in the world.
Yeah.
Slightly. It's not like, you have to really look at it.
It's like Photoshop.
Yeah. Or kind of like with like when they do the CGI versions of the characters, when they make them young. When they young them up.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like, he looks like that, but it doesn't look too real.
Yeah, there's something. There's like a rubber sheen.
Yeah,
well, they call it the Uncanny Valley. It's
yeah,
like where it's like
I
you
know.
Can't.
Yeah.
You know.
Like there's always something that breaks here.
Yeah, it's the breaks the suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
It's just always something there. It's just something not. It's usually eyes, but there's always something. The eyes are the skin to me. Like there's either like they're either too shiny or they're not shiny enough or they're just like you know. Because sometimes you'll see guys like, why is he so fucking oily? Like, it's just super reflective. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. What if, I don't know. What if life is like that?
Yeah.
You just haven't noticed.
You know,
I've
been
living in it for so long.
Someone told me this the other day, and I have this, I'll end the show on this thought. Think about this. You've never seen your own face. You've only seen reflections and pictures of it.
Yeah.
So on that note,
how do you see your own face?
You can't see your own face. That note, game over. No more questions.
You can't see your own face.